Welcome back to the Raiders Report. Arteriovenous malformation. It's probably something you've never heard of. That's because it affects less than 200,000 Americans per year. As rare as it may be, it's something that linebacker Nuron Ball has in common with a young Raiders fan who happens to live less than 25 miles from the Raiders practice facility.
I don't really remember a lot, but I just know they had like great souls. I know the people around them loved them. And I know that they loved me.
Long before he was drafted by the Oakland Raiders in 2015, Georgia native Nuron Ball shared a moment with his father that would never fade from his memory.
I remember just one morning, like my dad cooked this huge breakfast for no reason. It was like biscuits, bacon, ham. He cooked so much. And it was just me and my brother and him. And it was so much left over. I just remember that's vividly in my mind.
Before Nuron turned 10, he and his five siblings lost their loving mom and dad within 3 years of each other.
I wouldn't wish that upon nobody because nobody's going to love you like your parents. And it was an unfortunate situation, but I mean, it was something that I couldn't control. So at the end of the day, I had my grandmother, my auntie, my sisters, my brother. I had all of them behind me and they supported me. So it was a bad situation, but I tend to look at the good side of it.
The good side. Nuron's preferred perspective on life is apparent to all who meet him. His wide smile is constant and his upbeat demeanor never seems to let up.
He can throw.
But the cheerful rookie linebacker has endured even more than the loss of his parents to get to where he is today.
Yeah, it just started with a terrible headache. Stiffness in the neck, I couldn't look down.
He was a sophomore at the University of Florida preparing for the 2011 football season with his team when he suddenly began to lose his balance and knew something was wrong.
The pain started becoming more excruciating. I went up to the emergency room and they basically told me that I was born with a tangled blood vessel, but it decided to burst that day. Blood got on my brain and it kind of trickled down my spine, so that was causing me not to be able to look down, and I couldn't really walk for a couple days.
Nuron was diagnosed with a brain arteriovenous malformation, or AVM, a blood vessel disorder that occurs in less than 1% of the population.
I wasn't even thinking about football. I was thinking about living, you know? Me being in the NFL in general, like, it's kind of far-fetched from where I was once before in life. Being a Raider means so much to me because this organization has so much history. It means the world to me.
So, Andrew, big win for the Raiders yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
For one family of Raiders fans in Pleasanton, California, the same condition that nearly cost Nuron Ball his life has dramatically changed theirs. After being diagnosed with an AVM at age 8, 10-year-old Andrew Holmes is working hard to regain the use of the right side of his body. It's a routine the Holmes family never saw coming.
I used to coach Andrew in both baseball and soccer, and everything was rolling along pretty good. Andrew was excelling in both at school and at sports, and then our lives changed.
There you go. Nice.
The first time I rolled in the therapy, I was in a wheelchair, so now I've been able to walk in long distances, and I do cones, pick them up, and put them somewhere else.
I don't think I've ever seen you use your finger and thumb like that before. That's new.
When he first started, the movement that he had was really shaky, not coordinated. His overall endurance has really improved since he started.
When something happens, you think it's, you just have never heard of this, you don't know anyone else in this way, and we know now how lucky we are that Andrew's alive and that he had so few deficits.
After After coming across Naran's story, Angela reached out to her family's favorite football team to find out if Andrew could meet the linebacker who beat AVM.
All our lives, we've always loved the Raiders. The fans, the players, I mean, all of them are great.
Glad to have you up here at camp, man. That's great, huh? You enjoying it? Andrew, I was telling you about.
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
I remember lighting up because I haven't really met too many people that had my condition. We went through the same thing, you know, and you hear about people, like, dying from it, and you see them living, like, it's just a blessing, you know?
You can have these, man. A little sweaty, but.
He's all right.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. How can I describe it? Just amazing.
Want me to get everybody? I can get everybody to sign it. Everybody in the locker room. I can fill up your wall. That's what I'm gonna do.
Since meeting at camp, Naran and Andrew have formed a close friendship. They text each other and hang out when possible, whether it's at Naran's work.
Andrew, can you finish that?
Or Andrew's school.
I'm here to surprise him. He don't know I'm coming. Can't wait to see how he reacts.
I hear someone say, "What you working on?" And look up and there he is.
Sorry for the interruption. Are you guys mad? Y'all mad at me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not mad.
I was so surprised.
It was so nice to meet you. Y'all take care, Andrew. Yeah, this is my buddy right here, man. And you guys have a good school year, a good rest of the school year.
On the field, number 58's dedication and determination is apparent as he earned an increased role on the Raiders' defense early this season.
McCown steps up. Sacked! Naran Ball got him.
It was just great to get a role increase like that because, I mean, of course you play football, you want to play.
Like life, in the NFL, nothing comes easy. In week 7 at San Diego, Naran took another step back.
Naran Bowe is not on the field. What's up with him?
He's been diagnosed with a knee injury and is out for the rest of the game.
Naran left the field with a knee injury that has kept him from playing in the league he has worked so hard to get to.
An injury is an injury, so you have to get it back up to top notch. I still have to put in work, but I think it's pretty easy to what I've been through, though.
Facing adversity is nothing new for Naran, but this time he has another reason to persevere.
Andrew, oh man, he's just such a great kid. Just looking at him, just, that makes me want to go harder. Especially like none of them hurt. Like, it makes me go harder in rehab knowing that somebody's looking up to me. I'm somebody else's hero, you know?
Rising up against the odds, it's a lesson Naran and Andrew learned early in life, and that is to keep fighting.
I never really look back and say, oh, I've been through this and like, woe is me. I've never been that type. I always try to stay positive and happy. It's not easy to be that way, but I mean, it's the best way to be.
On the day Naran visited Andrew at school, he was supposed to be on a plane back to Florida, but he asked his agent to push back his flight so he could say goodbye to Andrew before he left. That's a true friend. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.